Stay where you are. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, we got a show of the lifetime. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air. A show of a lifetime?
I'll explain to you why, Palmer.
Do we have this to call an undertaker? Somebody going to die here today? Oh, my gosh. Show of a lifetime. Wait a minute.
Palmer,
I'm still thinking. All right.
It's not often that you have the honor of having a guest on the show that sat with St. Padre Pio after he passed away and had a personal relationship.
Who passed away, the guest or Padre Pio?
After Padre Pio passed away, he appeared to this guest.
Wow.
And this is an unbelievable story that he's going to tell.
Today it's Anthony Fowina's testimony day. And we're just so happy that Anthony is here with us. You know, Tony, Anthony is such a delightful man.
Oh,
so unassuming, so humble. And now we don't, turn off your earphones because we don't want you to hear that, Anthony.
We're going
to
throw a lot of praise to him.
Very much.
What a lovely man. And he prayed over us before.
And tell him what happened while he was praying.
He prayed over the two of us, and we both smelled roses. Yeah. And separately, I didn't know you were smelling
Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's St. Teresa, because he brings St. Teresa, the Blessed Mother, and Padre Pio.
And he brought St. Teresa and Padre Pio into the prayer.
Yeah. You know, I don't usually get any phenomena like that, but that was very special. And that's why I guess you're saying it's the program of a lifetime. Huh?
Well, it's the dream of a lifetime for me personally, because I've been dying to have Anthony on the show.
Now, we're going to do something a little different with this guest of ours today. We're going to play some music in the background.
This is an innovation by Dr. Palmer, by the way. Oh, that was Dr. Palmer that was talking, right? Your name is Dr. Palmer.
Yes, I am.
And I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you, we love Jesus.
We love Jesus.
And this is Anthony Fowina. And Anthony, we turn it over to you for a while.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Palmer. Thank you, Dr. Anthony. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I am honored and humbled to be back with Dr. Palmer and Dr. Anthony Chiffo to reach out to all of you over these airwaves of Listen Up, Jesus is on the air.
It's a clever name. Isn't that a clever name? Boy, whoever thought of that?
Don't interrupt, Palmer, but someday...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am honored to be invited into your
home. He knows enough to talk over me. Okay.
And other places of importance. Pope Benedict declared this the year of faith. How appropriate. Here I am, Lord. I've come to do your will.
Amen.
My name is Anthony Fowina. I am from Massapequa, New York. My parish is St. William the Abbot in Seaford, New York. I was invited to share with you my healing testimony. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, I have said yes to what God has asked of me through my own physical encounter and experience with St. Padre Pio. Padre Pio was a priest who lived in Italy in the 1900s and who died in 1968. He had many spiritual gifts, such as the stigmata, the five wounds of Christ, the ability to read souls by location, being able to be in two places at the same time. Padre Pio appeared to me as a homeless man in 1997. He laid his hands on me and I was healed of fourth stage cancer.
And this was 30 years after he had passed away.
Yeah.
What a story. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Tony.
This healing has been processed and documented by both the Diocese of Rockville Center and Rome. Padre Pio commissioned me to go out and speak to the people about this healing and love and mercy of God. I believe that spiritual healing is by far the greatest gift that one can receive. Jesus taught us that if we believe in him, all of the forms of healing are possible. Since that day of February 18th, 1997, I have been sharing my testimony wherever God has led me. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, I have said yes to what God has asked of me. Through my own physical encounter and experience with St. Padre Pio, I began my ministry service speaking in many churches around the world, including schools, fraternities, homes, clubs, TV, and radio stations, and wherever God has sent me. I have witnessed many healings through God's grace as he used me as his vehicle to these physical, emotional, and spiritual healings. I am not the gift. God is the gift. I thank you all for joining me this day as I will share my story in more detail as we journey together with God's love. God wants to be glorified through the communion of saints. I ask that you all relax, pull up a chair, put yourself in the same position that I was in. Come along with me on this magic carpet, and it truly is a magic carpet of love, of God, of Padre Pio. It all began the year 1997. I had a large tumor of the colon. Dr. Ferrara elected to take half of this large tumor out rather than take the whole tumor out in fear of passing the colon, as it is a thin-walled organ. He removed half and told me to go home to recover and wait for a phone call. I went home. I was in prayer immediately. I was kneeling down, praying to our Lord Jesus. Help me, dear God. Help me, Jesus. Don't let him call me back. Because he told me if I call you back, I got to cut you open. Don't let him call me back. Please, dear God, don't let it be cancer. At that moment, I heard a noise, a rustling noise on a stoop. It's the entranceway. I call it the stoop because I am from Brooklyn originally. I proceeded down the stairs to the entranceway, and I seen a package. Much like you would get an orchid, a flower, transparent top, with an angel in it. I felt that God was already answering my prayers. I felt this angel was from God. It was actually a gift, a belated gift for my wife, Barbara, whose birthday it was. I picked up this angel and I began praying to this angel. I felt something good happening. The phone rang. I answered the phone. I thought it might be the doctor. My heart was racing. It was the real estate. The real estate woman asked me, please, I have someone here and he would like to see your home. The home is a rental. It's a small bungalow. You must get the key down to me immediately. I says, I can't do this at the moment. Somehow, some way, through prayers, I decided, well, I better go run with this key. It was God's way of getting me on the right path. I took this angel with me and proceeded out the door. It was raining that day, drizzling. I proceeded to Division Avenue. On Division Avenue, there's a Carvel. Two cars in front. I'm waiting at the light. I am the third car. I see out of the side a vision, a person running down to me, dressed in a white baker's uniform. Looked like a bum. He come running down to my car. There were two cars in the front, but he came to mine. And I thought possibly he thought I knew him. And I was pantomiming through the window, and I'm saying, me? Me? And he nodded his head. I opened the window. He said, would you give me a lift, please? I've been waiting all morning. I told him to get in. I says, I am going a little out of my way. I was on my way to the real estate office. He gets in and he blesses me. And he tells me I am a good man. He blesses me, and he says to me, you are troubled. You have a sickness. I couldn't imagine how he already knew that I had a problem. I told him, yes, I just had a half a tumor removed. And I'm concerned that it may be cancer. He says, may I pray for you? He placed his hand right in the bend of my colon. He was seated at my right side, placed his hand in the bend of my colon, and he started to pray. I didn't know what he was saying. I don't know what language he was using. I didn't know if it was Arabic. The language was foreign to me. I did not know. He kept praying and praying. The hairs were rising from my arms. My hair was standing up. I was getting goosebumps. I felt heat as he placed his hands on the exact spot. The bend of my cone, the warmth, the heat that came out. I cried out. I can't believe this. Oh my God, I can't believe this. I can't wait until I tell my wife. I says, who are you? Who are you? And he would not answer me. He kept praying. He would not answer me. When he was finished, he turned to me and said, what can't you believe? I told him, I got goosebumps. The hairs are standing up. I feel heat. He turns to me and says, the Holy Spirit has entered upon you. You are healed. You are healed. The Holy Spirit has entered upon you. I asked him, who are you? I am a servant of God. A servant of God. I could not believe all that was taking place. I had to drive approximately 2 miles. as he wanted to go to Maria Regina Church near the Tabernacle Church on Jerusalem Avenue, all biblical. I continued from one Carvel, and at Jerusalem Avenue, there's another Carvel. He told me, this is good. And I pulled over to the by the other Carvel. He addressed me and said, you must pray for the sick. You must do this. You must pray for those in need. You must do this. He read my mind, as Padre Pio can do this. And I was thinking, if I didn't do this, I wouldn't be healed in my inner mind. He says, but you are healed. The third command, you must go to healing masses. You must do this. He blessed me. Backed out of the car. I said, I know now why I waited so long. I was waiting for you. I says, be careful. He backed out and he went to the back of the car instead of the front where I could see him. And immediately I seen him on the other side of the street. I looked at him. He looked at me. He gave me a final wave. I turned for one split second. He was gone. I looked all over for him. I couldn't see him. As I said before, the banks were down. Everything was demolished. You can see the steeple of Maria Regina. I didn't see him walking. He was gone. I made a turn to go to Bonamo Real Estate. With key in hand, I walk in. And I was late for my appointment, and I gave it to one of the girls. And I says, is Jackie here? She says, no, she left. And she took the key, and I says, I just picked up a homeless man. And he made me feel so good. She looked at me like I was crazy. She thought, what are you telling me? I says, he prayed for me, a homeless man. The euphoria that was in my body, in my soul, throughout my being, was there. It never left me the entire day. I immediately went home. No sooner than I went into my home, the phone rang. It was Dr. Ferrara. Excuse me. Dr. Ferrara tells me, I got good news. It's benign. But you have to come back in 10 days. I was so happy. Later,
I went home. That evening, I told
my kids, my wife, of this story. And they thought it was quite unusual. That evening, or that morning, approximately 3 a.m., I felt a pulling sensation in the same spot where I had this operation, where I had this surgery. A pulling sensation. I woke up my wife and she says, what's the matter? What's the matter? I says, I don't know. It was like God was yanking or taking out the rest of the tumor. 10 days later, I go in to Dr. Ferrara to remove the other half. While I was in there, I brought with me this angel that I carried with me. And by the way, I had this angel with me. And I later found out that Padre Pio is known to travel with his angels. And he becomes bilingual. He does many things through his angel. And I had this angel in my pocket. 10 days had came to remove the other half. Dr. Ferrara could not find the other half. He blew me up so that he may be able to find the other half. He could not find it. He went into my descending colon, pulled out the instruments, and said, "It's not there. I can't even find where I took the other half out." 3 years later, I developed a swallowing problem. I could not swallow anything. I was at a communion breakfast, could not swallow anything. At the communion breakfast, I came home. My wife was making spaghetti that Sunday. I didn't want to tell her anything. I could not swallow the spaghetti. She says, "What's the matter?" I said, "I can't swallow." She turned and said, "Oh, you must be having an allergic reaction." She gave me an antihistamine pill. And that didn't help. Immediately, I says, "I can't swallow." We called Dr. Ferrara, and he told me he would put me on a table to come in early, 6 a.m. in the morning, before all the other procedures. That morning came, 6 a.m., he went in down my throat this time, removed the instruments, did not like what he's saying. He says, "It doesn't look good." He sent me home after biopsy and everything. The following day, Dr. Ferrara calls me at 8 a.m. My daughter Stacy picked up the phone. The same time that I did, doctor had bad news. "It is as I thought, the news is not good. You have fourth stage cancer." And he proceeded to set up many additional tests for doctors to confirm his findings. My daughter Stacy heard everything. She proceeded out to go to work. As I said before, she picked up the phone the same time that I did when this dreadful call came in. She proceeded out, and I thought she was going to work. But I did not know where she went. At 9:45 p.m., my son Michael was praying. He felt a spiritual energy. "Please pass it to my dad." He found out as well because he was home. "Please pass it to my dad and let him know that everything is going to be okay." 10 o'clock, my daughter Stacy comes home. She comes down the steps. I was in prayer, sitting down, praying, worried, fearful. She kisses me on the back of the neck. She says, "Dad, I got something for you." And she hands me the Blessed Mother statue. I said, "Stacy, where were you? You don't come home at this time." She says, "Dad, I heard everything. You're going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay." The two of us were crying. She was crying. I was crying. She says, "Oh, yes, Dad. I have something else." She pulls out a picture, a card, of Padre Pio. It didn't say Padre Pio. It said, "Guida I Nostra Passe," which means, in Italian, I think, I'm not really sure, "I will follow you." A few days later, with this picture, not a few days later, she pulls out this picture, and I said, "Stacy, where did you get this?" Tears rolling down my eyes. The euphoria once again building up. She thought she did something wrong. I says, "This is him. This is him. This is who, Dad? This is who? This is the man I picked up. It can't be, Dad. It can't be." I says, where were you, Stacy?" She says, "I went to church to pray for you. I didn't go to work. And from there, I went to the religious article store to pick up the Blessed Mother statue. And from there, I went to Palazzolo's house. And she's the one that gave me this picture. I told her, you must find out who this man is." And she says, "He goes by the name of Saint, by Padre Pio." I knew then that good things were to happen. I found my long-lost friend. I immediately began praying once again to my new long-lost friend, Padre Pio. I was scheduled to go see Dr. Cotton, and he gave me the grave news that I have fourth stage cancer of the esophagus, stomach, aorta, and it has attacked the lymph node of the aorta. They gave me up to 3 to 6 months to live. I did not want to take treatments as I thought I was going to die anyway. However, I did. My wife says, "Are you crazy that you don't want to take these treatments?" And she was crying, and I had better thoughts. I proceeded with these treatments. At the end of the treatment period, which was approximately 7 weeks, Dr. Cotton calls me in and he says, "You don't have any burn marks." He says, "It's amazing. You did not lose your hair." I had to put a feed tube in you, and I didn't have to. There was no need for a feed tube. I have given you 6,100 reds of radiation, enough to fry a chicken. All the things that should have happened to your body as a result of the treatment didn't happen. It's extraordinary. I'm going to send you to another specialist to verify my findings. Dr. Banzel gave me an endoscopic sonogram. A while I was laying there to confirm everything. And when I came out of it, my wife was crying in my face. I says, "Oh God, I'm gonna die." Tears were flowing into my face as I lay there on this gurney after the procedure. And she's kissing me. And she looks extremely happy. I look up and the doctor's happy. "They can't be happy. I'm going to die," I said. She blurts out, kissing me, "It's gone. It's not there." I says, "What are you talking about?" I was still oozy from being out. The doctor is rocking back and forth. I see a big smile. He says, "It's gone." I says, "What happened to the lymph node that was protruding out of the aorta and everything?" He says, "You don't understand. I will tell you when you come out of everything." When I came out of it, he says, "The lymph node in a normal state goes back below the skin, wherever it may be. When it's inflamed, it protrudes. You have nothing there. If someone came in off the street, you are like somebody that came in off the street. Your esophagus is like one who came in off the street and has no trace of cancer. It was restored to a perfectly normal state. No trace of scar tissue from radiation or anything. It's a miracle." Dr. Banzel was so amazed he couldn't explain what he had witnessed. "You must get another opinion." The other opinion was Dr. Altorki, who verified that my body was cancer-free and agreed with the doctors, and totally free from any after effects of treatments. We both cried with joy, me and my wife, as this news. And Dr. Altorki says, "What are you crying?" He says, "Had you come in off the, as you come in off the street to me, you were a candidate for an immediate operation." They went for the cure, and they got it. I told them no. God went for the cure and got it. He says, "What are you talking about?" God went for the cure and got it through the intercession of St. Padre Pio. My brothers and sisters, only God can perform such a miracle. God did this through the intercession of St. Padre Pio. Now some may wonder if Padre Pio appeared to me in 1997 and freed me from the tumor, why did I get cancer in the year 2000? I believe it was part of God's plan that through my miraculous healing, I would forever be sharing God's infinite goodness, mercy, and love for all of us. So may Saint Padre Pio pray for us tonight. May we open our hearts to God and receive all He wants to give us. You have made this journey with me with its many various reflections. It is my sincerest hope that somehow, through the love of Jesus, you realize that all things are possible and that the Holy Spirit will lead you to a deeper relationship and love of God. I bless you in gratitude for your time and your journey with me. I wish for you this day all the freshness of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of goodness and love, optimism and hope, and may my healing through our Lord Jesus Christ somehow, some way, create many miracles for those that believe and have faith in our Lord Jesus. I pray that God, Saint Padre Pio, and our most precious Blessed Mother Mary, who have been good to me, will always be good to you as we continue to walk with Jesus on this earth. I thank you all for listening to me. And may the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit always be with you. Amen. God bless you. God love you. And God always be with you. Thank you for listening.
What a story.
Now, Tony, that was unbelievable. That was amazing. And that was inspirational. And by the way, who took the tape off your mouth?
God.
I had you all taped up here. That was Dr. Palmer, by the way. And the tape has been removed off his mouth. He hasn't said a word through the whole testimony.
I was captured by the depth of the feeling of just retelling the story.
Oh,
it was as if you were reliving what you experienced.
I was.
And it's wonderful.
And the tears that came to your eyes as you were talking, I'm sure, mirrored the tears in the people's eyes that were listening, Anthony. It was so inspirational.
I thank you. And I thank God most, first and foremost, for all that he's given me. I thank St. Pio. And I actually thank St. Teresa and the Communion of Saints.
You know, I will do the Satan in just a moment, but there is a song that we should all think about, and we're playing it now. It's, Lord, we lift you up in our praises, because that's what we're doing with you, Anthony. The miracle that you have, we're asking God, just be lifted up on the praises that we offer for such a wonderful event to have occurred in your life, to validate that God heals. Yes, it's personal testimony, but it's real. It's alive. It's what you experienced.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we just listen for a few minutes. Let the power of that testimony sink in.
As long as I have breath, find a way to say that I love you. Everything may change and the world may pass away, I'll still love you. With every song we sing, every prayer, we'll build you a throne made from the sound of praise. Jesus, we lift you on our praises, so every eye can see your face, your power. Behold you as you really are, brighter than all the stars of heaven. Our worship is for you alone. We build you this throne. Of all the earth, and we worship you.
Yes, we do.
The sacrifice you died, now great and glorified, and we worship you. song we sing, every prayer we pray will build you a throne made from the sun.
Touches everything, and I know the audience listeners needed some time just to internalize the power of what happened to you. I mean, and to have you sit here now, long after you were given 3 to 6 months to live, and to offer the praise of the intercession of Padre Pio to Jesus through Mary. Just beautiful, Anthony. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And we have another guy sitting over here.
Yeah. I'm going to put that tape back on your mount.
And who can't? Well, it's not going to last. Who can't pass this by without doing something very special? Trevor, can you put on number 3?
Very low, Trevor.
It will be. So, thank you.
Okay. Well, in prayer, you know, I searched and searched and searched about who to highlight in Saints Alive portion of the program. And I thought of Padre Pio dissecting his life into different segments. I thought of St. Valentine for St. Valentine Day, but I got very strong in prayer. No, you're going to do St. Barbara. And St. Barbara is going to be in honor of Barbara Farina, who, and this I got in prayer, who is a pillar of strength, a pillar of loyalty, a pillar of faith, and a pillar of love.
And she's home, Tony, recovering from surgery.
And she's recovering from surgery on her leg. But you know what? I can just tell all this just by the short conversations that I've had with her. So, Barbara, this one's for you.
And Joan, on the other side of the coin, I want to wish you a happy and a blessed birthday for this day and all the days to come for you, Joan. I know your birthday was on Valentine's Day, and I pray all that is good through our Lord Jesus will always be good for you and for the entire world, but especially you on your birthday. We all love you, Joan, even though I haven't seen you. And this is quite a group. These two doctors are unbelievable. They are spirit-filled. They have the love of Jesus in their heart. I tell you, it's an honor and it's a blessing for me to be here as well.
And an honor and a blessing for us, believe me.
Well, what about St. Barbara?
Okay. So Barbara lived around the year 250. Right before you were born, Barbara. And when she was a little girl, as had so many times in those days, she had a mean, wicked father who imprisoned her when she was a little girl in a high tower that he built so that she wouldn't be exposed to the outside world and the evils. So she lived in the tower with only the servants who cared for her because her father had a few bucks. He was rich. And she was very good, a very good child. And one day a priest passed under her window and under the tower, and he was singing about Jesus Christ. And Barbara heard him singing. She asked him, "What's this all about, this song? About this Jesus Christ?" And he told her all about the Savior. Barbara was so overjoyed that she said, "I love Jesus too. And I am a Christian." When her father heard this, he was furious. In those days, it was against the law to love Jesus or to be a Christian. So this cruel guy dragged his own daughter to the judge and said to him, "My daughter is a Christian." He cried out, "She is not my daughter any longer. What should we do with her?" The judge asked, for he saw that Barbara was a good and pure person. "Do you want the law orders?" "I want what the law said should be done," the father shouted. "Beat her until she is almost dead and then chop off her head." Nice father.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really nice guy. Boy, he really depicts family love and unity.
That father would keep the tape on my mouth.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. And so she was put in prison. And during the night, she was tried to be tortured with a burning flame. And every time they put the burning flame near her, it died out. And all the tortures that she got, the angels came in a prison cell and cured her. So then finally, and every morning, she had no scars of the torture. And then the father said suddenly, "This cannot go on. Her head has to be chopped off. And I'll do it." And so the father chopped off St. Barbara's head. And
Tony, I don't like this story. This is not a nice one.
He depicts family unity and loyalty and love. And so as her head was chopped off, it's told that the angels came into the prison cell, picked her up, and took her up to heaven. But as that was happening, lightning struck the father dead.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God. That's right.
In payment for the meanness in his soul. And so he was dead, but Barbara was lifted up to heaven. And so after the terrible flash of lightning that killed the father, everyone was amazed that such cruelty was paid in a sudden death. And so Barbara was the patron saint. She became the patron saint of artillery men. She was the patron saint of lightning. She's the patron saint of those that were fit to be tortured, and the patron saint of those that were brave and stood fast for the love of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so that's my short story of St. Barbara in honor of a great woman, Barbara Farina. Barbara, God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Anthony. I truly appreciate all that you've said, and you too, Dr. John. We can't say enough as brothers and sisters in Christ. And God wants us always to be united as brothers and sisters in Christ. And that goes for the listening world, you out there. There's many things you can do for many people. Think about what the Pope has said. This is the year of faith. Think about something good. Besides getting closer and closer to our Lord Jesus and to the communion of saints, any saint that you may pick. It don't have to be Padre Pio, but it would be nice. You know? But at any rate, it is just super great. And I would like to, if I got time.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I would like to know if the listening audience truly found Jesus. And I have a special little something here that I would like us all to listen to. It's humorous. It's wonderful. It's about all that God wants us to believe and trust and do. A man is stumbling through the woods, totally drunk, when he comes upon a preacher baptizing people in the river. He proceeds to walk into the water and subsequently bumps into the preacher. The preacher turns around and is almost overcome by the smell of booze, but he still manages to ask the drunk, "Are you ready to find Jesus?" The drunk answers, "Yes, I am." So the preacher grabs him and dunks him in the water. He pulls him up and asks the drunk, "Brother, have you found Jesus?" The drunk replies, "No, I haven't found Jesus." The preacher, shocked at the answer, dunks him into the water again, but for a little longer this time. He again pulls him out of the water and asks again, "Have you found Jesus, my brother?" The drunk again answers, "No, I haven't found Jesus." By this time, the preacher is at his wits' end. So he dunks the drunk in the water again, but this time he holds him down for about 30 seconds. When the drunk begins kicking his arms and legs, the preacher pulls him up. And the preacher asks the drunk again, "For the love of God, have you found Jesus?" The drunk wipes his eyes, catches his breath, and says to the preacher, "Are you sure this is where he fell in?" We truly need to know a little about Jesus before we find him. How much do we really know about him? And this is where this show is so wonderful. It's what it's all about. Dr. Palmer's show and Dr. Schiffo's show. All that is good. Keep listening to this program. And while I'm at it, can I just say a little something for something that's happening? And it may affect the people. Absolutely. I know it will affect the people in the long run. It's about the Catholic Healthcare International. It's a nonprofit apostolate and has been developing the vision to duplicate the Casa Sola della Sofferenza in the United States.
What is that?
They're doing a satellite hospital. A miniature form, but it's not going to be so miniature. It's going to have actually the same replica of the hospital of the house and relief and suffering that's in Rome, in San Giovanni, I'm sorry. And they're looking for volunteers and so on.
How would they get in touch? We're going to run short on time.
They would get in touch with the 2464 Taylor Road. You can write something. Or if you want to get in touch, just go to the website, www.chi-usa.com. And also one other quick question is St. Padre Pio Miracle Foundation, of which I have. And that's a P.O. Box 179 if you want to send anything. Massapequa, New York, 11758.
Yeah, we want to squeeze in a little healing for praying for our people.
Our people that are listening.
Okay.
And the people of our petitions.
Yeah, and we ask Padre Pio to come and just do what's on this song that's going to be playing while we pray. Trevor, did you put number 6 on? Now, Trevor, I want you to tell you and the gentleman standing next to you, we have a continuation of this song for this program that comes right after. It's in Spanish. And we just want you to listen and realize that healing occurs across cultures. And if we have time, it'll play. And if not, I guess it won't. But we'll see how it goes.
There we go.
El amor de Cristo.